This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jen Welter wanted to be a professional tennis player when she was a kid. Her coach, though, told her she wasn't strong enough, so she decided to play football, actual tackle football, eventually as a professional in women's leagues. She is known now, though, perhaps best as the first female coach to be hired into the National Football League, the men's National Football League. It's a story she tells in her new book. It's called Play Big, that starts before she puts on the pads.
I was playing flag football on weekends. The league actually got a call from the general manager of the Mass Mutiny at that time, and she asked if any of the girls playing flag could play tackle. And of course, they got my name, and I went to an open tryout. And when I made it, I promised myself simply that I would step up to whatever challenge the game put in my way.
Well, one of those things was a pro sports league, semi-pro sports league, in which I think you made like, what, $12 a season or a game or something? I mean, it's not like, you know, it was a – you had to have a day job, I guess, is the point.
Absolutely. You know, and that's – unfortunately, that's the state of women's football to this day. You know, the owners have the best of intentions, and they are doing their very best to give women the opportunity to play. But with no big sponsors and all of those things, you're really relegated to – a whole lot of fundraising, a whole lot of ticket sales, everything that you picture maybe a high school team doing. You know, as I say, we got a check for $12, and that was the first check I ever made for playing women's pro football. And that was my fourth season, and it was the first season when I won a Super Bowl.
Let me take a detour here into the idea of women's professional sports in this country. The WNBA, I'd say, has to be probably the most successful female league. There is and has been women's soccer, and then it kind of falls off the table, right?
Mm-hmm. Pro tennis, but if you're talking about
pro tennis,
team
but
sports,
I'm talking like team, I'm talking mm-hmm. team sports. So what's the answer then for women like you who want neither of those two more popular sports? What do you do? How do you sustain that interest and that pipeline then of finding women and younger girls to come up?
They used to say that football was the final frontier for women in sports. The challenge is keeping them in the game for a long time when the sacrifices start to, challenge mm-hmm. the ambition that goes along with challenging the status quo. We talk all the time about the need for equal pay for equal work. And I know it's very controversial that on average, women make 78 cents to a dollar of what men make. Well, let's talk about a dollar to a million. There's no place that's more pronounced than in sports.
You did spend some time in the NFL with the Arizona Cardinals. When you got there, did you think you'd made it? I should say, as a coach, by the way, you weren't playing.
Yeah,
but you were coaching at that point.
I think it was so surreal to me to really be there. I had one goal in mind, and that was to be the first and not the last. To make sure that we set an example for everyone that not only was this possible, but that it was a good thing. Because I was very aware if one thing had gone wrong, then it closes a door tighter than it had ever been closed before.
It's a good story. Jen Welter mm-hmm. is her name. The name of the book is called Play Big. Jen, thanks a lot.
You're so welcome.